Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful Wednesday to you, my listeners. It is an amazingly gorgeous day here in Connecticut. And I pray that wherever you are listening from today, that you are experiencing the very same. Again, it is a privilege for me to be with you on this broadcast this morning, this Wednesday morning here in the United States. I'm not sure where you're listening from, because some of you might be listening in the nighttime, midday, or some for some people it might even be Thursday. Whatever time zone you're listening in, I know it is a privilege for me that you have made a decision to listen to the show. So again, welcome. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm super excited about another opportunity to be spending a quality time and investing quality time with you. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping before I get into what I'm about to do for today. I want to remind you, as usual, you can call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I am having a bit of challenge with the new chat room in the studio. So I'm using the alternative chat room. So if for any reason you're there and you're saying something to me and I'm not replying, it's because I am on the switchboard and will need to come back to you. So just bear with me. I pray that before we end the episode today, that this issue can be resolved. I am one of the sponsors at the Cancer Institute catwalk this weekend in New York City. And I'm expecting the chairperson of that event to call in and just tell you a little bit more about what the catwalk is for and all of that and some of the people that they're expecting there. And I decided that today we are just going to have some conversation around being a female entrepreneur and what does it take for female entrepreneurs to really find their niche. And when they find their niche, you know, how are they moving from there? However, when I checked my mail this morning, there was an amazing article, short article by Simon T. Bailey. You know, Simon T. Bailey is the Brilliantaire. And he's running a contest where you can win $500 in cash as a first prize winner. And there are other runner-up prizes that you get, I think, weekend at the hotel and all of that. And Simon did this amazing article this morning. And when I read it, I was so excited about it. And I said, man, I got to share this on the show. So I'm going to be doing that as well. I'm going to read the article to you and hope that you will call in and let's talk about it. And this article, it can help you if you're a boss, or it can help the bosses who need to be celebrated and the bosses who really need a wake-up call. So, again, I'm super excited about that. I'm going to be doing that this morning. I want to remind you to call in and be part of the conversation. And the way you can do that is by dialing 646-915-8166. And if you are in the New York area or Connecticut, any place in Connecticut, it doesn't matter what town, I am still recruiting for loving families who would like to share their culture and their homes with a French student for 20 days. This is an amazing opportunity for you to begin to build relationships in Europe. And you never know what these relationships will end up as, because right now there are so many of the host families who are in France visiting children that they have been hosting over the year, and entire families are over there now. And that in itself is a blessing. And number three, for those of you who live in the New York area, I will be broadcasting live at the Catwalk for Cure on the 30th of July, beginning at 6 p.m. And the event will be out of the G-Spot at 2120 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. So if you are there and you're a listener to the show or a friend on Facebook or a follower on Twitter, I would be honored to meet you in person and, hey, possibly do a live interview with you right there on the spot. So that is Friday the 30th, 2 days from today, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Catwalk for Cure at 2120 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. So I look forward to seeing you there. So I encourage you to please grab your pens and something to write with, because I am sure that you will also find this information I'm going to share with you from Simon T. Bailey very awakening, either for you as a boss or a supervisor, or lessons that you can learn how to deal with the different type of bosses. So I am going to be sharing that with you. Now, Simon begins by saying, When I worked at Disney, I was at some level a horrible boss who needed a sprinkle of pixie dust. No one taught me how to be a boss, how to lead, or how to play nice in the sandbox. I was running an adult daycare center and was clueless as a newly minted leader with a title and no substance. Well, I eventually did mature into a better boss and found the magic behind the meaning. The happiest place in the world, and it is shifted by thinking. Shifted my thinking. Here are a few tips that I learned as a middle manager while feeding the goose, while feeding the moose green cheese. And there are some bullets here that we are going to go through. Now, the first bullet Simon has here, he says, oh, I must let you know too that Simon is running a contest and you can win $500 in cash. So if you go to the Simon T. Bailey community.com, you'll see the contest there. Or even if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it posted there. But what a neat way to win $500 cash, either by, you know, celebrating your boss or helping your boss to be awakened to some of the things that he or she is not doing as they ought to be done. So the first bullet, brilliant bosses will push you up while stepping aside to let you shine. Horrible bosses will push you down while pushing themselves up. The second bullet, brilliant bosses intentionally disrupt the norm. Horrible bosses love the status quo. Number three bullet, brilliant bosses intentionally, no, brilliant bosses are full of fresh ideas, relevant and cutting edge ideas. Horrible bosses rarely have an original thought. Brilliant bosses look through the telescope of your future. Horrible bosses look through this telescope of your past. Brilliant bosses have, brilliant bosses love independent thinkers. Why? It stretches them. Horrible bosses love dependent thinkers. Why? It feeds their ego. Wow. Isn't that the truth? If you work for a horrible boss, then have one of your friends send these tips via email in the subject line, put wake up. You are a horrible boss and don't even know it. They will probably have an out-of-body experience, but let's see if they get the clue. This would be a fun experiment. This email is the walk upside the head or punch in the gut. Okay, that was a little extreme. Don't worry, I'm not a murderer consultant. Wink, wink. I am just a brother helping you grow in the economy of your mind. If you work for a boss that you like, then I want you to know what makes them brilliant. And then he has the brilliant bosses contest that you can visit by visiting SimonTBaileyCommunity.com. And isn't that an amazing, amazing little article that can really, really help each and every one of us to just get aware and awaken and to find out what are the things that we are doing incorrectly. Because a lot of times we are not doing what we ought to be doing correctly, and yet we do not want for anyone to speak to us about it or even to encourage us, because that's the way we have always done things. And that's the way we will remain to do things without even growing from where we are. So I want to encourage you to visit the Brilliant Boss Contest, where Simon T. Bailey is offering you a $500 in cash for participating in the, for being the winner of the contest, not just for participating, but for being the winner in the contest. And I am putting up the, I'm putting up the information in the chat room here, so you can know where to go and to get it. So you can have it. I just went ahead and I sent it to a few friends, because I have quite a few friends who are bosses, and I hope they will use it to kind of assess themselves and see what they can do differently. You know, it's not a sense of reprimand, but just a sense of an awareness. Well, good morning to guests 8101, 804. And I'm going to go over this thing that I just shared, because I am sure that you will find it beneficial. I just shared with the listeners an article by Simon T. Bailey. Simon T. Bailey is the brilliantaire, and he shared an article about horrible bosses, and there is a link where you can go and see the tips for the bosses that are not horrible bosses. And I'm typing that in the chat room as I speak. And I'm going to just go it over for the benefit of you who just joined live into the chat room. So just give me a minute as I get that in for you. And also, if you're a female entrepreneur looking to share with us about how you found your niche and what does that mean for you, I need you to call into 646-915-8166 and let us just share a little bit of how you eventually connected to your niche and what are some things that you are now doing. So I've just put the link into the chat room where you can find out about the horrible bosses. So let me just go over it again for the benefit of the people who are just joining. Now, Simon T. Bailey used to work at Disney, and what he said was, when I worked at Disney, I was at some level a horrible boss who needed a sprinkle of pixie dust. No one taught me how to be a boss, he says, nor how to lead, or how to play nicely in the sandbox. I was running an adult daycare center and was clueless as a newly minted leader with the title and no substance. Well, I eventually did mature into a better boss and found the magic behind the meaning, the happiest place in the world, and it shifted my thinking. Here are a few tips that I learned as a middle manager while feeding the moose green cheese. And the first thing Simon T. Bailey learned was, brilliant bosses will push you up the up. Brilliant bosses will push you up while stepping aside to let you shine. Horrible bosses, on the other hand, push you down while pushing themselves up. Brilliant bosses intentionally disrupt the norm. Horrible bosses love the status quo. Brilliant bosses are full of fresh ideas, relevant and cutting edge. Horrible bosses rarely have an original thought. Brilliant bosses look through the telescope at your future. Horrible bosses look through the microscope at your past. Brilliant bosses love independent thinkers. Why? It stretches them. Horrible bosses love dependent thinkers. Why? Because it feeds their ego. If work for a horrible boss, then you have one of your friends send this via email. In this subject line, put wake up. You are a horrible boss and don't even know it. They will probably have an out-of-body experience, but let's see if they get the clue. This would be a fun experiment. The email is a walk upside the head. The punch in the gut, okay, that was a little extreme. Don't worry, I'm not a murderer consultant. I am just a brother helping you grow the economy of your mind. If you work for a boss that you like, then I want you to know what makes a brilliant boss. And you check out the Brilliant Boss Contest. And I have placed the link right there in the chat room. And that's of Simon T. Bailey. So while I wait for my guest to call in, I want us to speak about some of the things that female entrepreneurs do to really carve out a niche for themselves. So if you are a female entrepreneur and you're listening, take a few minutes and call in and share with us some of the things that you have done or are doing that helps you to carve out your niche. Again, I want to welcome guests 827, 809, and 801 to the chat. And if you're a female entrepreneur, I want you to call in. Please let me know that you're hearing me by just typing in the chat room, acknowledge that you can hear me. And I would love to hear from you if you are a female female entrepreneur, and you want to share with us some of the things that you have done in the past to carve out your niche in the marketplace. So the number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 838 to the chat. Let me know that you can hear me, please, by just typing, yes, I'm hearing you in the chat room. Because sometimes technology has a mind of its own and we don't normally know what's happening out there unless you let us know. So, again, 646-915-8166. And that's the number to call in and just to share some of the things that you have done in the past and are still doing to kind of carve out your niche in the business place. You know, it was just last week I was on the telephone with a gentleman, and we were discussing about an exhibition, an expo that is coming up. And he said something that was so interesting. When we're talking about staffing for the booth, what he said with me is that he would much rather to go with female because females connect better with people. And then it was exciting to hear that, but as I pondered his statement during the daytime, I asked myself the question, why are we as women being categorized as being able to connect better with people? Is it because of our nurturing makeup? I mean, we are mothers, we are wives, we are sisters, and we are always looking to embrace people and to encourage them and to let them feel safe and secure. And did we go into that same, thinking or thought process when we go into business and when we extend? And I think it is safe to say, yes, we do, because we go and we are looking to make sure whomever we are with or whomever we are serving that they are getting the best of what they expect. So we extend ourselves, we go above and beyond to make sure that they are comfortable and that they are happy with whatever it is they are doing. I also know from speaking with other clients that some people decided that they would carve out a niche solely on their creativity and also on the things that they enjoy doing, which is part of their calling and their purpose and all of that. I have been meeting people who are designers of purses, shoes, jewelry, and whatever they are doing are bringing them great business. And, you know, one lady says to me that, "I respect coaches and all of that, but I don't get the coaching thing and I couldn't be involved in it. But she says, I am so creative, and when I go out to the craft fairs and everything, and there's a lot of times when I go with raw material and I can produce something right there on the spot. And one of the things she shared is how rewarding that experience normally is, because people come and they pick their own colors out for the jewelry, and she then makes the jewelry for them. And people have a sense of ownership about it. They end up falling in love with that piece tremendously. And a lot of times the lady says, the piece would cost them under $25. However, they are just so excited about the product that they have put together. So another way of connecting to your niche is finding out what it is you are good at, what it is you enjoy at doing. And then you surround yourself and with people who have those similar interests, and you can share with them. A lot of times our passion and our creativity did not start out as a business. However, it always behooves us to share what it is we are doing, especially when we are in a large gathering. Okay, I want to take a little commercial break here.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, and I want to remind you that on July the 30th at 6 p.m., beginning at 6 p.m., we will be doing a live broadcast at the Catwalk for Cure at 2120 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. It's a fundraiser for a worthy cause, and I'm expecting the chairperson of the committee to call in and to just give you all a little more insight into what is going to happen there. And you can be part of that event for a donation of only $20. So you can check in back, and you can listen in when I'm speaking to Mr. Forrest Butler. He's the chairman who is putting on this awesome event. And have him, you can listen to what he's saying about the event and to learn how you can be part of that event. A happy day. It's always a happy day for us, even as as entrepreneurs, as female entrepreneurs especially, who are still holding our heads above water, because there are so many people who are talking about the economy and what is going on, yet they are so many large numbers of entrepreneurs who are making powerful waves. So if you are one of those out there and you are listening, I would like for you to please call in and share with other people so they can know what you are doing as an entrepreneur to keep your head above the water, because we cannot be selfish in life. We must share, because we are all standing on the shoulders of many people. You know, some of these people are our ancestors, some are other people's ancestors, but the success and the wealth of knowledge that we have today to help us in all that we are doing is because of someone else. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome guest 889 to the chat. And if you're a female entrepreneur, I would love for you to call in and just let's have a little conversation about some of the things that you're doing in your business to stay afloat and to carve out a niche for yourself. So the number to do that is 646-915-8166. And as for me, because I'm a female entrepreneur, I am diligently seeking out new positive, energetic relationships. I know that for each relationship that I add value to, it will help me to enhance my business. So I made a decision a few months ago that I would no longer be part of any networking event or any, you know, they have those regular networking luncheon or breakfast or brunch that you go to. And I've made the decision that I will only attend those that I can add value to. And in return, value will be added to what I do. Because I must tell you, for years, I was present at every networking event that I was invited to go to. And there comes a time when we must make the decision as to what event and activities we are going to be participating in. Because there's no sense in just turning up for the sake of turning up because it's happy hour, because it's going to be a good lunch and all of that. It should be more than that, because for me, every relationship I get into, I'm looking to see, is this a good niche for me? Is this something place where I can add value to it? Don't just be there because you were invited. Because one of the things that I have also now found out is that people will follow you on Twitter, or people will ask to be your friend on Facebook or LinkedIn just because they notice that you have a large number of friends. And the minute you accept their friendship, the next 2 minutes after that is a posting on your page about some multi-level thing that they are doing. And I'm not hitting what they are doing, but I'm just saying, enter in it for the relationship. Welcome guest 910 to the chat. And if you know any female entrepreneurs, or if you are a female entrepreneur yourself, and there are certain practices or rituals that you are involved in that you're using to carve out your niche in the marketplace, I would like for you to share that. And you can call 646-915-8166. And also, that link in the chat room, please check it out. It's a Simon T. Bailey community, and you will see what about the contest that Simon is giving there for people to win a $500 if you are the winner for the Horrible Boss contest. If you there are certain questions that you answer there. And if your boss fit in that, either to be a brilliant boss, or if you identify a horrible boss, If you are the winner of the contest, you can get $500. And I know $500 can go a long way now. A long, long way. So, yes, I was talking about making the decisions to attend meetings and events where I can add value and in turn to have value added to the things that I am doing. I tell you, I think it was last Wednesday, I'm sure it was last Wednesday, speaking about, you know, what you are doing to carve out your niche. Last Wednesday, I had a guest on the show, and I met her on the community Women in Business. It's a global community, and I met her there, and talk about creativeness and uniqueness and all of that. This lady, Susan Winlaw, along with her husband, they did a book on movies about women. And it's amazing what they have put together here, because it is a resource for you that you can travel with it, and you can thumb through it when you are in a city or even overseas, and to see which of these movies is deserving of your time to go and watch it and listen to it. So this is what I'm talking about. You know, what are we doing to carve out our niche in the marketplace? I want to welcome guest 929 to the chat. And we're talking about things that female entrepreneurs are doing to carve out their niche in the marketplace. And if you have some insights on that, I encourage you to share it. You can either do so by typing it in the chat room, or please feel free to call in. The number is 646-915-8166 and share your brilliant ideas of creativeness. I know there are some people who are making custom purses, and there are always women out there who, though they are not looking for the quote-unquote designer stuff, but they are looking for something uniquely them that sets them apart from the crowd. And I notice now, the more I talk with women from all over the world, that is one of the things that is keeping them in business, because they have carved out a niche for themselves based on their creativity of what it is that they enjoy doing and have been doing for over a long period. Again, I want to remind you that this Friday, the 29th of July, we'll be broadcasting live at the Catwalk for Cure in Harlem at 2110 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. So if you're in the tri-state area, what a worthy cause that you can stop by to support. The donation they're asking is $20. They're going to have fabulous speakers. They're going to have Miss Melba Moore performing there. And what better place for you to be than to be sharing your time with people who are making the lives of people who are diagnosed with cancer, and they are getting the kind of treatment that can enhance their lifestyle while they wait to manifest their cure and their healing. So That's going to be the catwalk for Cure at 2110 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. So, yes, so back with what are some of the things that you're doing as a female entrepreneur to carve out your niche. So I'm investing in enriching the relationships that I get into. I know that there are many coaches out there. There are thousands upon thousands of people who are just popping up all over the place and are wearing the title and the label of coaches. However, I am not threatened, nor am I concerned about any of those things. Jazzy 20, welcome to the chat, my sister. I know that you are, and also guest 977. Jazzy, I would love if you could call in and let's talk about some of the things that you are doing to carve out your niche as a female entrepreneur. I know you have some brilliant ideas there, and you know, women need to understand more about what is going on with them. Thanks. Well, at least I know you're hearing me, because before I was asking the people in the chat room if they were hearing me and they did not acknowledge me. So thanks, Jazzy 20, for that. And if you have a few minutes, why don't you call in? Let's talk about some of the things that you have done and or still doing as a female entrepreneur to carve out your niche in today's marketplace, and what makes you different and what makes you stand out. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So I'm working on the relationships, and I have narrowed my focus down to what is it I am good at? What am I an authority on? And as you know, that we all have stories. We all have stories. Now, how are we telling our stories? People connect to our stories. They really do not connect, or nor do they buy into our accolades that we come with. So, what's your story? I mean, do you have a story of adversities? Are you an overcomer? Are you someone who is still going through, and in spite of it, every day you get up with a smile on your face? Well, you have a story to tell, because there are many people who are going through and they cannot even get up out of bed in the morning. They cannot get up. So if you are an overcomer, and if you are still going through something, yet you can get up, that's a story you can tell to help you carve out your spot in the marketplace. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6059. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Jazzy 20, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Jazzy 20, my friend. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Hi, Daphne. My thing, Daphne, my husband is an engineer, and he was a subcontractor for many years for FEMA, and he got out of a job, and it was about a year and a half that my husband has not worked, but he just recently got back with FEMA, and it was hard during that time for both of us because we are, you know, so used to having certain things, but we went through.
Exactly.
And God bless him with another job. My thing is that when you're going through something, the faith that you have, knowing that it's going to be okay.
That's right.
Because if you don't have that faith, then you do lose out and you become depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But we just push forward to that. And now what I am doing, I'm a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the real estate market is slow.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do now, I have researched house flipping, and I'm getting into that. And my husband is working along with me, as even though he's off out of the state working now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do that because I feel like you have to have something to push you every morning.
Exactly.
Because you can become depressed, you know. When
that's
things
right.
are wrong, you can become depressed. But you have to depend on God solely. And that's
exactly.
what got me through.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because you know something, Jazzy, you hit the nail on the head. When we know that, we are really not in charge of who we are. And
no.
we can get up and we can look in spite of it. If we can only have a leaf of mint in a hot cup of water this morning, we got to know that there's somebody in the world who neither have the mint nor the hot water. And we have to say it is going to be all right because I know the day is going to come when I'm going to be able to put some milk in the water with the mint. I'm going to put some sweetener and I'm even going to be able to have a slice of buttered toast. But if you lay in the bed and you sit down and pour me and you wallow and you wallow and you wallow, that's what you will attract. And listen, before you know it, it's going to be the end of 24 hours and you did not get out of that bed.
Exactly. And I was listening to, because I just recently became a Mary Kay consultant.
Oh, girl, I was one of those too. You're doing great things.
Oh, yes, and I was listening to her story, how she gets up in the morning, she puts on her makeup for the day, and she begins her day by prayer, taking a shower, putting on her makeup, and beginning to begin her day.
That's right.
That is so, you know, that is so important to a woman because sometimes I know myself, you can get in that slump, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, why am I just sitting around the house doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can get so sedentary sometimes that we're like, okay, you know, well, there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. But still get up and say to yourself, I am a woman. I deserve to look my best in the mornings in every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the story.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jazzy, Mary Kay Ash was someone I met personally because I was in the recruiting court as a consultant. And when you make the recruiting court, you get to go to Mary Kay's house to have tea with her. So when she opened that beautiful new mansion in Dallas, I was among those consultants that visited Mary Kay Ash there, sat in her middle of her bed with like 50, 60 of us around her, and she's explaining exactly what you just said now. She gets up, she prays, she has her shower, and she put her makeup on. And when I began Mary Kay, Jazzy, I didn't know anything about makeup because I had just gotten here from Jamaica where I was accustomed to using some Pond's Gold cream and Vaseline, tin Vaseline on my lips. So I knew nothing about skin care, but I tell you, getting into Mary Kay Cosmetics transformed me. And when we were trying to be cautious not to sit on the bed, Mary Kay said, listen, this is for you ladies as much as it is for me. You got to sit on it, lay in it. See it as being yours because it can be. She says, if I can own all of this, so can you. Open my closet, she says. Look on what I have in there and visualize yourself having all of these things. There is not one day, she says, that she would have got out of that house without praying. And she would never, you know, go to anybody and they say no, they didn't want it, and she took it personal. She just know that the next person would be her yes, but she knew. She was out there and she had someone in front of her that was protecting her. And I still hold on to those principles that I learned out of my Mary Kay cosmetic business. Because there are thousands upon thousands of lives, Jazzy, that Mary Kay Ash continues, although she's in heaven, she still continues to touch those lives.
And I agree, you know, because the organization is a great organization, and I can see a change in myself. Once I got in, because I just recently, like I said, but, you know, just reading her biography and everything, I can see a change in me because
that's
I was,
right.
like I said, we're going through things since the recession started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, oh, okay, Lord, this is what you want me to do. You know, something to get up to in the morning and say, start your day.
You know,
it changes you.
Yeah, you know, Jazzy, it's interesting that you share that experience because this morning I was checking email early in my PJs and then I look at the time and it was 5 minutes to nine and then somebody had just instant messaged me and I said to her, I really can't talk now because I need to go get dressed for my show. And she said to me, but aren't you doing radio? Why can't you do it in your PJs? And I said, I guess I could. But however, I don't. Because for me, sitting in this studio doing the show, it doesn't matter whether I'm at home or in my office or wherever, Jazzy. I'm serving people, and I need to feel that I am properly attired to serve the people, because I don't know if it's just me, but I think people are going to feel the energy if I'm not properly dressed and all of that. And I remember as a new consultant, I was working on my red jacket, and this will probably be beneficial for you too. And I went to a career conference. That's the conference they go before the big conference over the summer. I'm not sure whether they're still doing it. And this lady shared how important it is when you're on the phone making telephone calls to have a mirror in front of you. Who would have thought about that? And she said, if you glance in that mirror and you are not smiling, you just begin to smile. Because she said, the people on the other end are going to be feeling that smile. And she says, it softens their heart. So there is a tip for you, Jazzy, to use.
And thank you. I appreciate that. I will be using it also.
You know, I shared it. I had a gentleman on my local cable TV show, and he is one of the producers there too. But he started a part-time job where he was working with call center. And he wasn't getting too good a result. So I shared that with him. I'm waiting to hear back from him what the experience is going to be about that. Because people, we pick up people's energy. So how long ago you started the real estate business?
I've been in real estate for 5 years. and we're just starting this up. This
this part of it, yeah.
Right, we're just starting it this month.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're going to see how it works out. We are going to do our first home, hopefully, next month.
Oh, girl, so I'll be praying for you, my sister.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. Over the past 5 years, when you look at yourself as a female agent and you look at your male counterpart, what are some things you think you have been doing that has been setting you apart from them?
Well, I think with real estate, it's difficult to really set yourself apart.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, as far as my business is concerned, what I do, I just, I'm not a pushy real estate agent. And I think I have more success in not being pushy than most of my counterparts do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get into this business and you can, you know, have sorts of all people coming at you at all times. But if you don't know how to deal with people, because right now with me, what I'm finding is so many people going into foreclosures and short sales. And my thing is when it's in the foreclosure, you have to know how to relate to these people because they're trying to their best to do whatever they can to save their homes.
And they're hurting.
Yeah, and they're hurting. And if you're not a listener, and you don't listen to these people's problems, you know, even though they're trying to short sell their home. And then if they can't short sell it, of course, it goes in foreclosure. But while doing the short sale, you have to listen to these people because they're hurting. And most real estate people, they're so pushy that they're trying to get in there and get that sale that they're not listening. So I think my thing is I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
Because
I
feel for people.
You know something, it's not by accident that you call in today because there's two things that you share that I have personal experience with. Years ago, a lady from my church switched careers. I don't know what she was doing, but she decided she was going to go into real estate. And I saw her in the church lobby and I asked her how the real estate business was going. And, you know, the first time she said to me, oh, I don't sell anything. And, you know, she just, like, snapped at me the way she answered. But the next time I saw her, I was still bubbly and asked her how it went. But the third time when she did that, snap at me and said she wasn't selling anything, I said to her, you know the reason you're not selling anything and do you know the reason why? People are going with you looking at stuff and buying from someone else because they notice that you are only about the commission. You are not about making a difference in their life nor in the life of their family. You know what she did, Jazzy? She placed her hands on her hips and she said to me, who in my office you're talking to? Who in my office you know? And I said, no. But I have just put myself in the place of the consumer. If this was the kind of attitude you display around me, why would I want you to even earn a commission off of me? And this is why I tell you something. From you being a good listener, that will get you referrals that an advertisement in the newspaper or even a flyer will not get you. Because somebody's going to say, let me tell you something. That lady, she listens to you. And she will listen to you to make sure she can help you to find a solution. But it doesn't matter how knowledgeable one is. If they are just looking to push something down your throat, you don't want to do business with them.
No, you sure don't. And that's what I'm finding for most real estate agents, because I understand it's hard out here because they're not making the money that they're used to. But you have to, you know, people are going through, like I say, rough times. You have to be a good listener because people are losing their homes daily.
Yeah, and Jazzy, for a lot of us, that's our hard-earned money. That home is all we have. And you have a family and everything, and you look around, you're not going to have a roof over your family's head. So people ought to demonstrate some sensitivity.
I agree, 100%. But they don't, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, and you know,
you
this
say,
is...
all for the commission.
Huh?
All for the commission, just greed.
Exactly. Just greed, just greed. You know, when am I going to sell? When am I going to sell? When am I going to sell? Yeah, and you don't care whether you put somebody on the curb or not. And, you know, I'm sure I don't have to say that because you do, but I want to say I hope you realize the gift that you have been blessed with of listening. Because that's something with a lot of people don't possess. We get 2 years so that we listen more than we talk, but we don't. So you are blessed, my sister.
Thank you.
So.
I feel that I am.
Go ahead.
I say I feel that I am because, you know, it's been a blessing to go through what I have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you come out at the end of the tunnel smiling and.
Smiling.
And thank God that you went through what you went through to teach you a lesson,
mm-hmm.
to get me stronger, and to have more faith in Him. So,
right.
You know, I think that every day.
Yes, you know, and I can see that your spirituality and your faith is what has cemented your feet so firm in everything that you do. And it is such a blessing when you have that to rely on, because that's all that can keep us going, Jazzy. And I get up every day, and if I didn't have my faith, I would just lay in bed and pull the comfort over my head and just want to stay there. But because I know that the minute I hit the end of that tunnel, I'm going to see my rainbow. I keep going. I don't linger. If I have to stop in the middle of the tunnel a minute, I'm just, you know what I do? I don't stand steady. I keep walking in circle, and keep my legs moving. And before you know it, I build the energy up to propel to the end of the tunnel. And when we are going through, that's when we know we are heading to something great. Do you think so?
Oh, yes. And I truly believe that because, like I said, never thought that my husband would get back with FEMA and get this job, you know. And we knew something. He constantly reminded me, it's okay. It's going to be okay. We're just going through this for God to have something greater for us later.
Mm-hmm.
And what? True enough, we have been truly blessed. And when you're going through it, you can't see it. And, you know, you don't question why. You just say, Lord, we got to go through this. Okay. We got to go through it. Because your faith is something that I feel that you have to, even in your career, you have to ask God first, is this, Lord, what you wish for me to do?
That's
you
right.
Know, every venture that I go into, I ask Him first, is this what you want me to do? And
that's
it
right.
So direct my footsteps,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even with as Mary Kay, you know, direct me into this. If this is something that you wish for me to do, direct me into this real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our faith is the only thing we do hold on to because we have nothing else. Like you said, we're like vapors, you know.
That's right.
We're
that's
here
right.
for a minute and disappear, you know. So we're ozone and nothing.
Poof. And we're no longer here. I know for women, as we look back in history, we know that we women are prior warriors and we are in it for the long haul. Even when our knees are blistered and all of that stuff, We are hanging on. As you are going through with your hobby, did his faith get kind of wobbly? I mean, was he toe and toe with you there? Or you find out that there were times when you had to, like, just catch him up a little and say, baby, hang in there. We going to be all right.
Oh, no, he's not that tight. He was telling me that it's going to be okay.
Ooh.
God is taking us through. No, he's a very entrepreneur, and he's a very strong man when it comes to God. And he's lifting me up all the time. And, you know, my thing is when you have a partner and a mate like that, it is so important because you can't have someone like you, you know, that, okay, is it going to be okay? So he was my stronghold. He was my stronghold because he was telling me, it's going to be okay, sweetie. You were just going through this dry spell, but it's going to be okay. You know, and I looked at him every morning, Daphne, get up, get a shower, get dressed, and sit at this computer and sit down here for all day long and research jobs.
Beautiful.
I've seen him do for a whole year and a half.
Beautiful.
And I said, wow, you know.
What a story.
Don't they get tired? But don't you just get so tired? Because he's an architect.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wasn't working for FEMA, at least he can get some jobs in designing.
Yeah, with some headhunter or somebody. Wow.
Right. So he got he did get jobs as far as designing other people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he was just not working. And I used to see that and just get up. He'd get up at 6 in the morning and didn't have to go to work anywhere. But he would get up 6 o'clock in the morning, start his day,
and be on
the computer once I get up.
Wonderful. You know, I'm laughing because I have a dear friend. I'm not going to embarrass him on the radio. But let me tell you something. He is a man of faith. He has grown tremendously over the past maybe year or year and a half in his faith walk. But occasionally, I think his career as an economist is overpowering his faith because we'll be having some conversation. It's supposed to be a strong faith conversation. But all of a sudden, he said, oh, but I got to look at it logically. I said, no. Remember, when we're doing faith, it can't be faith and logic at the same time. So we got to figure it out. So that's why I was laughing. I was thinking, I got to introduce him to your husband so your husband can, like, mentor him, you know. But it's amazing. As we look over, even in from Bible times, the women were the ones who stand. So, I mean, your husband is blessed. I mean, it's a blessing for you to marry someone like that.
Oh, yes. I appreciate him 100% for being the man that he is.
Wonderful.
And that's what I always wanted. I wanted God first. And a man's life, and then family.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
So
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that is so important
yes, it is, because, you know, and as I tell people, I know what the economists are saying, I know what the media is saying, but I have still made up my mind not to participate in the recession, because I know that there is no lack in the kingdom. There's still enough if we focus on who the supplier is.
Yes.
And if we do what is expected of us, we are going to be rewarded. I think it was Simon T. Bailey I was listening to a couple of weeks ago. And he was saying that we are sitting here worrying about recession and all of that unless everybody else is buying up America. while we are here.
Why are you sitting back and worrying?
Yeah. and we look around and, hey, somebody from this place own this and own that, and America is being sold up and bought up, and we worrying about economy instead of looking around and seeking and searching to see what it takes for us to position and reposition ourselves. Because, Jazzy, we are in a time now where it's like you reposition and reinventing your life, because you know that when real estate is down or whether real estate is up, once you get a woman on the five-step basic, she's going to run out and she's going to call you because she needs skincare for her skin. So it's going to be residual income for you. So that's a smart move.
And another thing, Daphne, real estate is not down.
That's
it's
right.
Just going around and finding out where it is strong, where it's the strong point in real estate.
That's right.
We have, like I said, this house flipping. You'd be surprised of all the private lenders are out there willing to give you money to buy these homes and fix them up and flip them.
Oh.
There's still plenty of money.
Oh, that's what,
money
when you
in real
say
estate.
When you say flipping, that's what you mean.
Exactly. It's plenty of money in real estate. It's just finding that, like the house, it's finding ways in real estate that will make it money now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know foreclosure homes are going like mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just finding that place in real estate.
So
everything is, maybe everything is down, but like you said, a woman is not going to go without that lipstick.
Uh-uh. Nope.
You know, so
it's
still going to fail.
Exactly. If the hair need relaxer and we're going to get the lipstick, we decide we're going to put the hair in a bun and we buy the lipstick so that the lips can look appropriate to go with the bun. But we are as women are always so assertive in the area of being recreative and reinventing our lives and all of that stuff. So, hey, we are not going to be staying down for long. We are not going to be staying down for long. So for people who are listening to you and think, I want to start that house flipping thing. Do they have to go through special training to be qualified?
No, you can learn house flipping online. There is nothing to it. You don't even have to be a real estate agent. What you do is that you just have to research where you're at, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to purchase a home in your own state. You can purchase homes out of state. You can go to different websites. Well, I'm a real estate agent, so I have access to the MLS and the FMLS.
Uh-huh.
You don't even have to have access to that. All you have to do is find a real estate agent that's willing to work with you to find the homes that people are in foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're doing short sales, because once the short sale doesn't sell, then the home does go into foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can just find a real estate agent just to do that and just research and find a website that you can read about flipping houses. And then there's private lenders that's on the Internet that will definitely talk with you once you find that home they're willing to invest in.
So
because they have to do something with this money they have. They have millions, so they have to do something with their money.
Mm-hmm. So that's just an affirmation to what I said before, that there's no luck in the kingdom. So, for example, if somebody is listening to you now and they want to contact you to work out some kind of flipping, can they come directly to you, or their home need to be on a listing?
No, they don't have to be on a listing. No.
So because you've been on talking so long, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give out your contact information as to how people can get in touch with you if they have something they want you to look on. And does the homeowner that fell on hard times, do they get anything out of the flipping process?
Yes, they do. You're buying the home from them with their short sale, with the short sale amount. So what you're doing is going in, say, a $174,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
On short sale, it probably sells for $36,000. So what you do as a flipping person, is investor, is go, because you're an investor,
mm-hmm.
go in and you purchase that home for that $36,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what if it needs fixing up, then you fix whatever is up, and then you go in return and you sell it for $194,000,
$174,000. Mm-hmm.
So they're getting what they put into as far as the $36,000.
So
you're saving them from going into foreclosure.
So that $36,000 is going to go to the bank, right?
So it goes to the bank.
Oh, okay. So the owner, right. The only thing they get really then is not going through foreclosure. They're not getting any monetary gain.
No.
Okay.
Not at
right.
all. Because what you're doing is helping them not to go into foreclosure.
Yes. Now I understand what you were saying. So I want to take this opportunity and tell people how they can get in touch with you, Jazzy, if you want.
Yes, you can call me at 404-376-6059.
Mm-hmm. And you work for buyers or sellers, or you work for both?
I work for both.
All right. Yeah, so that was good that you came and you shared that with the listeners, because you never know who is listening, and especially how. You said that you don't have to be in your own state. Okay, just hold a minute, please.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, Dr. Daphne. .in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. I want to remind you that this Friday night, the 29th, from 6 to 10, there is the Catwalk for Cure being put on by the American Cancer Society at 2110 at Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. I will be there announcing live, and I encourage you to support this worthy cause. It is only a donation of $20, and that will get you through the door to hear some phenomenal speakers and to also listen to Miss Melba Moore, who will be there at this event. I was expecting the chairperson to call in to talk a little bit about the event. I know he was on his job and today was a hectic day. However, he probably might still call in because we have another 32 minutes approximately remaining. So if he calls in, you will hear what he has to say about it. And I'm just so thankful for my listeners and friends. And you see how well blessed my listeners are. And they're always a wealth of information for Jazzy 20 coming on this morning and just sharing this wealth of information. Because I honestly did not understand about house flipping and who does that and all of that stuff. So here she is giving you that wealth of information. And she didn't even charge you for that. So this is what it means when we say invest in people and have them add value to what you're doing. So, again, Jazzy, I don't know if you're still there.
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you want to say anything? I know this was on schedule and you call in and spend a long time here. Is there anything else you want to share?
I would just say, you know, like you, Bethany, just find your niche and just, you know, like you said, put yourself into it and just have faith that God will take you and direct you as far as your blessings are concerned and whatever you wish to do.
Well, I wish you success, my sister. I know I'll see you back here on the show. And listen, when you earn your red jacket and your car and all of that stuff, you got to come back and share it.
I sure will.
You know, because we know you're going to do well in Mary Kay.
Oh, yes. I
don't know whether you are. I'm not sure. Are we connected on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So that means you see the conference that's coming up in March, March the 22nd. Through the 25th in New York City. So you better mark that out on your calendar so you can come up here and spend the time with us in New York City. And so I can get this opportunity to meet you. It's the Vision Weekend Conference, Shaping Your Vision for Greater Success. And we have some powerful speakers lined up. We have 8 already confirmed. We're waiting on some others, and hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to disclose who the speakers are and to do the official site launch and all of that. But it's an amazing conference, and you talk about listening to what God wants you to do. This is a vision that the Lord put in me 3 years ago. So much as, you know, when I was trying to explain it to my graphic designer for a logo, I couldn't put it in words, Jazzy. And I was just standing and using my arms to animate. And she said, "Oh, that's an eagle that you are showing me." So I said, "You are so right." Because when I explained the rest of the vision, yes, it was just pointing to an eagle. And, oh, my God, it was just an amazing thing. And we are looking forward to do this conference and to use it to bless and empower many lives and to help people understand why they are, who they are, why the Lord created them to be in a time like this. So we are excited and really looking forward to that. So, again, I thank you for calling in and for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us.
And thank you, Stephanie.
All right. I look forward to having you again.
Okay.
Thank you. So, that was Jazzy 20, who is a regular listener to the A New Day show. And she has a wealth of information. She's been in the chat room many times, and I didn't know what her business was. And she came on this morning and just calling to share some of the things she's doing as a female entrepreneur. And, you know, what a model her husband is. And even though he was not going to work for 18 months, that gentleman got up every morning at 6 o'clock, got dressed and sat in front of his computer to do the research. That speaks volume of who he is. Because, you know, how many of us would say for 18 months we would get up every work day at 6 o'clock as if we were going to work? That takes discipline to do that. And even though he was just researching, he knew he had to be in the right frame of mind. He had to be in his right attire because he's a professional career gentleman. And he knows that just sitting there by the computer and being professionally dressed would attract him to those jobs that is a match for him. And although he waited for 18 months and didn't work, he just landed a job. And as you heard her said that, she didn't know. They both did not know that he would get a job with this company back, but he did. And that is what happens when you are committed to what you're called to do. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to go through things. It doesn't matter. You can sit assured in knowing that it is going to be all right. I don't know when. I don't know how. What I do know is that it is going to be all right. And, you know, I am so happy that Jazzy 20 shared that story, those stories with us this morning. Because a lot of times we sit down and we are in the poor us mode and think that we are the only one that's going through. Hello? No, you're not. People are going through every day, every minute of the day. But you hit rock bottom when you decide that you're going to take control of what's going on and you think you are in charge. But so long as you continue to trust in the Lord, I'm not here speaking religion, but if you know who is indeed your supplier and your strength, trust me, you wake up every day excited and you wake up knowing that I ain't got to worry because somebody has my back. So, Jazzy took the time to call in. If you are listening and you have something that you would love to share about being an entrepreneur, female entrepreneur, and what's setting you apart, or what are some rituals or practices that you have been engaged in, please call 646-915-8166. And let us just hear from you that you're willing to share what we're doing. And you know, Jazzy talk about her faith, and I know about my faith. And I think that this song is so appropriate to play at this time. It's called Nothing But the Blood.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me. It stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood speaks in better words than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away?
What can
I think it's just safe to call that an affirmation song after the testimony that was shared by my frequent listener, Jazzy 20, out of Atlanta. And also to affirm the things that I know. Yes, I personally know to be true. Because if it was not for the blood and not for my faith, I would not be on this broadcast today. So I'm just so thankful for what the Lord has continued to do in my life. Even when I am not deserving, He still does it for me and through me, and to help me to touch and impact the lives of people all over the world, and for people who choose to listen to my show. I am just so thankful. I'm just so thankful. Now, I want to go back and talk about some of the things that I personally am doing to carve out my niche and to make sure I stay focused on what I am called to do. Is really staying focused on what my calling and purpose is. I know that each and every day I'm inundated with requests to join this, join that, join this. Everybody's making millions of dollars in 2 seconds with the program they're doing. And they think that you should do it. Listen to me, guys. I am staying focused on what God has called me to do. If you are making millions on what you're doing, God bless you. You can donate some of the millions to the work that I'm doing here on the radio show. However, do not try to recruit me and do not try to convert me and bring me over to what you are doing, because I'm not interested. God has me on my journey, and I need to stay faithful and respectful to what God has called me to do. And not because I have the large following that you're going to ask me for my friendship, so that you can begin to post your links on my wall to recruit people. That is not what I believe the friendship ought to be about. I am looking for friends and followers who are willing to invest in the relationship for the long haul, so we all can add value to the world, that we can all help to change our world by transforming one life at a time. So, with that being said, be sure that when you ask me for your friendship and we connect together, there's something that brought you to my site, that brought you to my radio show, that brought you to LinkedIn, that you have some kind of interest in my calling and purpose in life, which is to change our world by transforming one life at a time. One life. One life at a time. And if every day that the Lord blesses me to see another day, if I continue to touch one life at a time, and I can make a difference, it's worth it for me. Because by the week is done, it's going to be 7 new lives. And by the 7 fours is what? 28? 4 7 is 28, I think. I'm not a mathematician, so forgive me if I'm incorrect. So, you know, they oftentimes say you can eat one, you can eat a big elephant one bite at a time. One bite at a time. And this is what you all need to do. Stop chasing the almighty dollar and focus on what you were called to do. What difference can I make in the life? You heard Jazzy mention, she is a listener. And although she's buying the property to go flip it, she invests the time into listening to what that homeowner has to say. She listens so she can alleviate some of the hurt that people are going through. So what's your strength? What is it you have that sets you apart from the other entrepreneur, from the other people? What is it? Identify it and use that. That is what will attract people to you. Stay out of their pocketbooks, stay out of their purses, and get into their hearts. Remember, use yourself as an example to know that people will always remember how you make them feel. If you put yourselves in their shoes, you know that they always make me feel good. You know what happens when you feel good, and you give the same thing to someone else. How do they make you feel? You know, yesterday, I was blessed to have a taping on my TV show. And it was a non-traditional taping because I had the BMX, which is the bikes, the people that are racing. I had the BMXers in the studio to do a taping, and there was one mother there, and they had the trainer, they had the commissioner and the owner of the team there, and one young man who began racing 18 months ago and won over 70 trophies. And I listened to them, and the one thing that they all spoke about was a place that they call the pit. And they talk about the sense of community that is in that pit. And even when there are others that come into their pit that is not from their team, they feel so much as a part of their team that they stay there and they feel a part of it. They feel welcome. They feel encouraged. And this other guy, this other man who is a professional BMXer, he shared that the reason he's now racing with this team is highly because of that community under the tent. And this is what we all need to focus on each day. What community are we creating? We don't need to have a big crowd or a big follower to create a comfortable community. You and I can do that one-on-one. Is it our smile? Is it our embrace? What is it that makes us special? What is it that makes us always leaving people feeling comfortable? As an entrepreneur, whether you're a female entrepreneur or you're a male entrepreneur, you need to find out what it is you have that makes you special, that you can use to leave an impact on people. Because what I find out is that people will do business with people that they love and trust. It really does not matter if your product is more expensive than the next person. So long as you make them feel good and they love and trust you, they are going to do business with you. You can have a product that is cheap as dust, and nobody is going to want it because they don't care. Because you don't make them feel good, they don't trust you, and they don't love you. So do a self-inventory. You know, visit Simon T. Bailey Brilliant Boss Contest and see what are some pointers there that you can use to enhance your life, the life of your boss or a supervisor, or even if you are a boss or a supervisor, you can use that in your everyday life. We are never at a stage where we can look around and say we have arrived, because each and every day that we wake up, we are a work in progress. And we must keep investing in who we want to become. It's an everyday process. One day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. Just spend the time investing in you by reading, by listening to motivational and inspirational information, whether CD, DVD, or there are lots of radio shows now that people are really sowing into the lives of others. So find them, surf the net. I know a lot of times people end up on my show or in my chat room, and they did so because they were surfing the net and they found the show. And I pray each and every day that the Lord continues to use me to empower the lives of his people and to just open the lives of entrepreneurs around the world. I want to also remind you to please save the date, March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We are holding the Entrepreneurial Conference in New York City. And I tell you, the lineup of speakers are off the chart. You know, we are just going to rock your world. We are going to rock your world. It's going to be a phenomenal conference. You're going to leave there with tools. You're going to leave there not hyped up, but you will leave there with tangible tools that you can use to build your own empire and your own legacy. So the date again is March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And it's going to take place in New York City. And you don't want to miss it. So keep watching my page. I want you to mark the show favorite so you don't miss a beat about what's going on about the conference. I want you to follow me on Twitter. I want you to become my friend on Facebook. Just look for me, Daphne Clark Hudson. Visit my fan pages too. One of my fan pages, Queen of the Empowered Soul. And the other fan page is the Vision Weekend Conference. So stop by there and just support us in every way that you can. And know that if you have a story, we want for you to come and hear and show it. So check us out. Send us a message. Write a comment after you listen to any of the show. Every show we have ever done is on archive. So listen to it and make sure that you are supporting us here. We want to hear from you about what you're doing. And we want to hear from you as well about how we are doing, because we know that we are a work in progress. And in order for us to improve, we have to keep investing in what we are doing. But we need to know where you want us to go with what we are doing here. So again, I thank you for those of you who did join live and in the chat room, and for those of you who are listening on the archive. And remember, if you are in New York City, stop by 2110 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York on the 30th of July from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. for the Catwalk for Cure, where I will be broadcasting live. And I look forward to meeting you there and to possibly do an interview with you. Remember, you were all created for a destiny. We were all created for a destiny. And I want us to focus on that destiny and to continue doing that. See you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Stay blessed and live your destiny.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?